Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 7th of August 2023. The Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Today's article, titled The Lamplighter, was written by Anne Letizia. Dusk gave way to darkness across Victorian London. The horse-drawn cab carrying Charles Spurgeon clattered towards the bottom of the hill. A single light appeared up ahead, then another and another, ascending one by one to the summit. A lamplighter, invisible in the gloom, was igniting the wicks of the street lamps. Public preacher, author, and activist for the poor, Spurgeon was a well-known figure, yet he was deeply stirred by the influence of the humble, unknown lamplighter. I do wish, he wrote, that my life may be spent igniting one soul after another with the sacred flame of eternal life. Significantly, he added, he himself should remain, as far as possible, unseen. It is natural to want to be noticed for the things that we do, yet the unseen lamplighter's influence beautifully illustrates what it means to live as the light of the world. When we're prepared to turn the focus away from ourselves, others will see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. What a privilege that our lives have been infused with the self-given nature of Christ's love and grace, so that others may be drawn to his distinctive beauty through us. We bring Christ's presence to everyone we meet. May we gently dispel any darkness of fear or unbelief by shining his light into their lives, rather than seeking to focus on ourselves. Let's pray. Forgive me, Jesus, when I seek praise for myself. Inspire me as your light bearer to turn others' attention to you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Angela, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.